Praise be Jesus and Mary. Tomorrow is Epiphany. Today we read about the wedding feast at Cana. Yesterday we read about the baptism of the Jordan. And there are three mysteries associated with Epiphany, manifestation of the Lord. The first, which is emphasized in the West and which we will emphasize tomorrow, of course, is the visit of the three kings. But in the East, it's the baptism of the Lord, which is considered most important. But for both the East and the West, we celebrate all three of the mysteries, the coming of the Magi to the manger in Bethlehem, and then the baptism of our Lord in the Jordan, and finally, the first of our Lord's miracles at Cana, the sign of the water being turned into wine at Cana. And if we think about this for a moment, we can apply a kind of spiritual interpretation to these three historical events. At Bethlehem, when the Magi came to find the child, they were seeking the manifestation of God. At the baptism of our Lord in the Jordan, the manifestation takes place by our Lord purifying the waters of the Jordan so that we could be purified. And at Cana, where the water is changed into wine, and this is the sign, we experience the transformation of God. So there's the seeking of God, which is manifested by the God's presence is manifested by the star. And then there is purification, which is manifested in the presence of Christ in the Jordan and the voice of the Father and the Holy Spirit being present there. And then there is transformation through the miracle of the water changed into wine. And that's what is emphasized, of course, in today's sacred liturgy. And the representation, again, you could say, is at Bethlehem, it is the seeking of the truth. At the baptism of the Jordan, in the Jordan, there's the sacrament of baptism, and in the wedding feast of Cana, there is the Eucharist. And of course, at the wedding feast of Cana, there is also our Blessed Lady, and in a particular way, she is given to those who have become enlightened by baptism in order to experience the completion of the transformative process that has begun in baptism. Our Lady is present for all of God's children, but in a particular way, those who have been enlightened have embraced her as their mother and queen. Saint Maximilian teaches us that, you know, he himself went through this transformative process, and it's even manifested in his own spiritual journey. Towards the beginning of his spiritual life, for example, as it's expressed in the statute for the MI, he talks about the consecration and becoming the instrument of Our Lady for the conversion of sanctification of souls. So there's this idea of being incorporated into Our Lady, into her mystery, and being used by her for the conversion and sanctification of souls. Become like an instrument, like a paintbrush in the hand of a painter. Later on, he talks more about identification with Our Lady and the imitation of her virtues. And at the end, he talks about the complete transformation, or what he calls transubstantiation, into the Immaculate, which of course has a Eucharistic reference. He compares our own union with Our Lady to what happens on the altar when the bread and wine are transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And at Cana, Our Lady's intercession brought about the first of the signs, which had this Eucharistic connotation, the wine, the water being turned into wine at a wedding, pointed to the fullness of time in which Jesus Christ would share himself with the whole church through the Eucharist. So as we enter into the mystery of Epiphany on this first Saturday also, we ask our Blessed Lady that we might draw closer to her so that the work of God in us might be completed in her mediation, through her mediation, and by means of our consecration to her. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.